The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out. The bad seed, broken data, bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad at a bad day, bad lie, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Farrella Palatia right across the river and through the woods from where Granny just took too many THC lozenges. She loves those little throat gummies and a shot of JMO to splash it down in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing in traffic, some kind of fashion show, get up, should do, but all my friends that come around, flats and flats, a party of rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown, what a mess, this town's at them, my brain splattered all over Manhattan, shake it up, shut up, So anyway, Carver High's with me tonight. I gotta tell you that, the whole thing about, not moving and everything is really, it has really thrown me off.
Move wherever you want right now. You can do whatever you want. Go ahead.
No,
move around.
I can't watch what happens right when I start moving and everything bounces. Mic bounces. My head bounces. Stupid ass green stream. Whatever you call it. It starts moving. And then when I'm on the TV, if I even move my hands at all or arms at all, I get 15 phone calls. I can't even take it. Destroyed me, this place. Turned me into a freak. I gotta seek counseling. I see a shrink over this job with all the rules and don't move. Don't move. Turn the light on. Don't move your hands. Don't look. Close your eyes. Don't move your tongue. Don't talk. Don't blink. Don't wear glasses. Stop smoking weed on the air. It's Farrell on the bench.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
All right, coming up in a little bit, we'll talk to Rick Haro on our Sports Business Report. You know what I think I've decided to do, Carver High, on that issue is, do you know how we do like the 15 to watch on the show for years? And then he's got like the, yeah. But I know how much you love it. So anyway, the 5 and 5.
I love Rick. I love Rick. What are you doing?
I'm saying the five and five, the extra things that.
Well,
that
he added you like he gave you like a little add on like a year and a half, 2 years ago. Like it used to be the 15 to watch, right? And they used to give you that packet, and you'd have the 15, and sometimes it would actually be like even more than 15 stories. Like he'd sneak a couple of side pieces in on you, you know. And then all of a sudden, it became the 15 to watch, the Tech 5. This one 5, the other one 5. Like they added on like all these different. There's like different indexes of the sports business every week.
He's got the Power of Sports 5 and the right. Top the Tech.
The Top Tech.
Power of Sports 5 and what's the other one? The Top 5 Tech. So I think what I want to do is, you notice how today, like, because we started talking about other things, which happens frequently when I have him on. Like instead of just following this list of these 15 things, like sometimes I'll divert and just go off on a couple tangents with him about something or another, and we never get around to finishing it, right? Yeah. And that was kind of the case today. So my point is that I never even got to the 5 and 5. So those 10 extra ones, I think I should just do those on the radio show at night and then just focus the 15 on the TV show on that, you know what I mean? Like two sides to the pancake. You know what I mean?
I think that now that this is the regular thing where you have them at night as well, I think that you can take the Tech and the Power of Sports and you can make that its own separate plate in the night edition.
Well, so the audience can better understand, like the guy, you have to admit, like the guy goes to more sporting events than anyone on earth.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Have you ever known any reporter even to go to more games than him?
No.
Like reporters go to exclusive jobs.
Because you got to remember, reporters, like they cover a lot of them. Now, I know there's columnists who do different things, but for the most part, reporters, they report on one specific area, whether you're a general, whether you just do NFL or you just do NBA. Rick, in a calendar year, could show up at the Super Bowl, the Stanley Cup Finals, the NBA Finals, the World Series, an Olympics if it's going on, the Masters, owners meetings, like you name it, and he goes to all of those things. Whereas, you know, there's huge reporters, obviously, but they're in their separate field. Like Adam Schefter's an unbelievable reporter, but he only does the NFL, and that's it. He knows NFL. Rick goes to all of these different events.
You know, I got to say, he cheesed me out the other day with his whole, what was it? It was like, I don't know what day it was. Like, because I like Adam. I've known Adam for a long time. I'm friendly with him, right? Like, we know each other forever. I knew him when he was like, wasn't he like a reporter in Denver before he became famous? Okay, so I knew him then, right? So it's like a lot of people I know that, and I could talk about others, like specifically one of my favorites is to throw under the bus on this type of conversation is Ronda Rousey, right? So I knew her when she was nobody, right? You remember, like you don't even remember. That's how long I've known her, right? So you weren't working with me when I knew her. So I knew her when she was absolutely nobody. And she was just like a judo fighter, right? And then she used to come on my show. And she literally, even one night on my show with her best friend, got busted doing like 100 miles an hour in a car, right? in like Palm Springs or something like this, or Vegas, somewhere in Nevada. I think they were going to Vegas from California, and they got popped doing like 100. And I was on the air with him live when the cop pulled him over. And then you could hear the cop telling him, telling her to hang up the phone. And she's like giving him the business, saying it's Pharrell from Howard Stern. And the guy's like, I don't care who it is, hang up the phone. And like the guy was being a total D, right? But I knew her back then when she was really cool and really fun and really just an awesome chick, right? And just you'd be friends with her in 5 seconds, right? And then she got famous. And I'm just going to sum it up. It just changed her like nobody's business. Like because I know them all. Like Carver, who is it that I don't know? Who is it that I don't know? I just tell it like it is. Like, so if I tell you fame ruined somebody, I think I got some credibility. I can tell you that, like, I've seen people go off the deep end when they got famous. I could do a book on it. Like when people get big and they get famous and they get their 15 minutes and then they lose their minds and their friends and their families and everything else because they get a big head and they get famous. Now, listen, I like Ronda, and I thought she was a great fighter, an incredible fighter, an incredible story, huge success, absolute dominator when she fought and everything like that, right? Fair enough. And I was always rooting for her, and I was always pulling for her and everything else. And I still like her, whatever. But like when she got famous, she wouldn't even talk to me anymore. Like she didn't even know me. Like she like played like she didn't know me. That's so funny. Like she'd been on the show 25 times, but you don't know me? Now all of a sudden you don't know me. That's all you need to know about somebody. I don't care who her big fat ass boyfriend is either. I really don't. What's he gonna beat me up? Go ahead. Stick my thumb in your eyeball, split your head open, and break your nose. I don't care.
It really started to change for her when they started putting her in movies.
That's right, movies. Movie star. That was the end.
So you saw her in the Entourage movie, you know, throwing Turtle around in the ring in the octagon there. And then that was it from there. And then, you know, you get involved in the WWE and other things. And it's just, you know, that's it.
Adam was a normal guy. I like him. He's a great reporter. I don't deny that. I never say anything bad about his skills or talents or his work or hard work and his reputation. He's earned it. He's done a great job. But like, I don't know, he did a story the other day, like about, I don't even remember what it was. It was something over the weekend, like, they're definitely planning on getting rid of the name. It's any day now. They're on the precipice of a huge development. I'm the first to tell you that the wind is blowing.
He was giving you some real hard-hitting analysis. That's what you call like, hard-hitting analysis.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, over the weekends, like, prepare yourself.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's coming. Like, who cares? Who writes that? Who reports that? Like, I'm the first to tell you that on Monday there'll be something significant happening. I just wanted to tell you on your Sunday afternoon. Tomorrow, dun, dun, big things are happening. It's going to be, but I'm here to tell you that it's happening. And my sources tell me that change is imminent. Well, thanks. A turtle could have told you they were going to change the name of the football team after the money they were going to lose, right? My dog licking his onions could have told you that it was happening. But I got this guy telling me, winds are blowing. Change. The future is uncertain for the Redskins name. Holy shitty. The vibe.
Sidebar on the Redskin thing. I got to say to you, that release that they put out today, man, right. Could you once again make it any clearer that you do not want to change the name whatsoever and you're being forced to when you still put Redskins in big capital letters at the top of the release? Like, dude, you're just screaming it. I don't want to do this and I'm being forced to.
Is that what he did?
Oh, yeah. The press release had Redskins in big capital letters and the logo on the top of the letterhead, you know.
But what did it say? It just said we're getting rid of this name.
Yeah, but it's still we've decided that we're going to retire the name, but it was still up on the letterhead, the logo and everything. It's like we're getting rid of it, but take another look at it.
So you think that he was trying to rub it in everybody's face?
Yes, that's exactly what I think he was shooting.
Well, there you go. I didn't see. I didn't. I gotta tell you, I didn't see any of that because I just don't give a rat's ass anymore about it. Like, it's just the, you know, this is just so overcooked. Literally, I've been talking about this for 25 years. For 25 years, I've been talking about this, doing shows about the Washington Redskins. And Christ, I'm glad it's over. Can't wait for it then.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. So I'll tell a really quick story, and then I'll bring Rick Haro on. So my 34C and daughter Chop are gone. They went on a trip to the beach. And her sister lives in a really cool beach town, not anywhere near where I live, let's just say. Let's just say they went far away to a beach. And I don't really like to talk about all these things of, you know, where and who and why and you know, where I live and where I go and things like that. I got enough people trying to kill me. Anyway, so they left, and then I'm left to my own devices with my illustrious son, Gunner. And so what happened was last night he says to me, I don't know, yesterday afternoon at one point he says to me, do you care if I have a party? And I was like, I don't really. Yeah, whatever, dude. Whatever you got to do, man, have a party, do it. Like, just so you know, like where I live right now, we've all like mastered the mask wearing thing. We don't do the whole, like, you know, 10 kegger with a nobody wearing a mask. We don't roll like that around here in New York. So we keep social distancing and all the rest happening. And so I said, well, whatever you got to do, I go, how many people are going to be here? Things of this nature. And it was no big deal. It was like 8 or 10 people. And I was like, all right, everybody just be cool. And I don't really care. Have at it. So to make a long story longer, what happened was, is that at around, I don't know, midnight or something like that, I walked out on my back deck and I saw, like, I mean, it looked like a tornado had gone through my back deck and my yard and stuff, right? And I was like, and he was nowhere to be seen. Like, they were gone. Like, the party was there, and then it was like I blinked and I came out and they were gone. And everyone had left. Like, they had gone, I don't know, skinny dipping or something. I don't know where they went, but they all left. There was a bunch of people here, and then they left, right? So, and I'm looking, and there was just trash just everywhere. Food. I literally bought him like 500 wings and like 10 pizzas. I had it all going, right? There was everything. I mean, there were bottles of soda and water and everything going everywhere. You name it, it was happening. And I walked out, and it was all just there, just like this, like a tornado had blown through, and they just left it all, just all of it just left us this disaster area, like a landfill. And then I'm like, so I text him. I'm like, dude, do you think I'm cleaning this mess up? You must be tripping. Like, honestly, if you think I'm going to leave all that food out on my deck, and then there's like bears and deer, and I got like coyotes, and I have alligators. I have it all going here. And Carver, I knows I'm not lying. Turkey. I got it all going. Bears, you name it. And,
and they love to eat.
Dude, do you think I'm running here, a zoo? Like, I'm going to just let these animals come up on my, creep up on me and be on my deck eating all this stuff. I go, get your ass back here and clean this up. So I go out in the driveway and there's like 6 million cans of soda and bottles everywhere. And I'm like, chairs tipped over, music playing, blaring, there's cigarettes, everything, weed. I was like, what's going on here? So then I'm like, I couldn't even take it because I was like, I gotta do something here. This is a disaster. So I start like cleaning up and putting away everything. And next thing you know, I'm like, you know what? I'm not touching the deck. You either get back here and do it, or I'm going to beat your ass. Okay. So then all of a sudden they show up like 10 of them and they're cleaning it and everything's fine. So today I go out this morning, I ride like 10 miles on a bike when I don't play basketball, right? I'm riding down the street. I'm like a mile from my house. I'm literally like a half mile from my house. I look and I see this $100 basketball of mine, like at the end of the road. I'm like, what in the Pharrell? I go, you must. I looked and it was my ball. It was like Pharrell on it, $100 basketball. I'm like, what in the, and I mean to tell you, I grab his ball, I'm riding down the street with my bike, like I'm like the Wicked Witch of the East, and I got this ball, and I get home, and I'm like, dude, like what are my basketballs doing at the end of the road? Like, what is happening here? Are there bodies somewhere I don't know about? Like, what is going on? So I learned my lesson the hard way, no more parties. Rick Haro is our sports business and a legal insider. From Harvard. Did your daughters ever have parties at your mansion when you and Mrs. Haro were away or out at a dinner function or gone for the weekend and then they slipped in a party at the house?
Not like you described. And also, you're a softy. I know you. You're a softy. So no more parties for him until I give it 6 months. Well, I give it 6 months. His next milestone, I'm just thinking it's not graduation because it doesn't come up yet. So maybe it's a series of A's. Maybe he scores 30 points in a basketball game. Something significant, although I know your daughter is a better basketball player. You got a very soft heart.
No, I don't. He's on the dean's list. He's honors, high end. He takes all these advanced placement classes. He got straight A's. He's got like a literally an absolutely impeccable GPA. He'd go anywhere he wants at this point, but he's still got a few more years to prove himself because anything can go downhill quickly like my scholastic career went. I got to tell you, because I could have gotten straight A's too, but I chased other things. And they looked really good in jeans.
We don't need to get into that. I understand. Right. But my point is only that you are a very giving father, and this no parties. You know what it sounds like? Never say never. It sounds like Dan Snyder, 2013, when he bought the Redskins, or when he was asked to change the name. And when he said, what is it, read my lips, never. You can say capital never. Well, now he says capital sponsorless. That's why it's capital non-Redskins, right? So well, never say never.
I wasn't mad about the party, the beer, the chicks, the weed, or any of that. I was mad about the $100 basketball being at the end of the road. Like, how did,
the
ball went from my driveway all the way to the end of the road? I'm looking, I see this evolution. I'm like, what? I go, that's got to be mine. And then sure enough, I look down, it says Pharrell on it. I'm like, one of these drips, like, you know, took it with him down the street or something and just left it there. Like, I mean, that's what got me. I don't care about parties, sex, women, drinking, anything, which I approve
of
none
of that. Was your kid sorry? That's all.
No.
Was he sorry?
No. Tonight he's gone, and he'll probably show up at 3 in the morning. I'll be sleeping, snoring. I get up at 5 in the morning and play basketball. He doesn't care. One night I woke up at 4 in the morning and he was up playing video games, and he does it every night. And I'm like, I've already been sleeping for 5 hours. And then when I get up at 5 in the morning to play basketball, I come back. He literally will wake up at 4 in the afternoon. But then he's like straight A's.
Yeah, well, but and he also doesn't have a late night radio talk show that is the national rage either. How's that?
He wants to go to Miami.
Like that?
He wants to go to Miami.
Yeah, no, you told me that. Well, he'd be in good hands because I'll oversee him. I will make him I will remake him in my image. How's that? That's a good enough reason to go to like Hawaii. Get the hell out of here.
I wish you could get him into Harvard like you did your daughter. But what I really want is for you to handle like my cocaine business down in Miami. I'm going to have him start a gigantic cocaine operation in, from Medellin and Bogota straight into Miami.
Well, that's good. No, the best thing about that is, why don't you broadcast that on national radio? That's a really smart thing to say too. That's good.
Well,
congratulations.
Look, you know, I watch a lot of crime shows. My favorite ones are like Drug Inc. Now there's a new one coming out, The Business of Drugs. I watch this Border Wars. Anything where there's smuggling and criminals and you know, Escobars and guys that are wanted by the DEA. And all that stuff fascinates me. I love when they catch the bad guys with 7 tons of blow, you know, and how they ship it and where they take it and everything. That stuff fascinates me. I just figured we could start it all right there in the hub in Miami. It'd be a great business venture. Anyway, let me ask you a couple questions. We've already decided that on the radio show, we're going to do the tech and the 5 and 5, as opposed to the 15 that we'll do on the TV show. So we have decided that the power of sports and the top tech, I think, should be devoted to the radio show. So here we go.
Good.
As NASCAR and IndyCar continue live racing, Formula One has moved its action online. I guess my question is, I like Lewis Hamilton, but does anyone care at all about Formula One racing?
Well, I'll tell you what, it is a really big brand. I was at the World Championship, I guess, in Abu Dhabi a year and a half ago, and I was ready for real excitement. And, you know, Hamilton took the lead. There are like 8 cars in the lead lap. They all stay within 30 seconds away from each other so they don't crash. I found it kind of quite boring, the racing itself. The ambiance, the women, the glitz, that's another matter. And so Lewis Hamilton, great. You know, your question about going over to esports and the virtual stuff, that was a dream of people. And because of the pandemic, it's turned it into a reality. And it's really cool because it's become a separate business. It's the second business that's getting a lot of money.
Do you think, I have 40 seconds and we'll do another segment. I want to ask you, do you think that, you know, have you been to Morocco? Have you been to like Monaco? Have you been to any of those places where they have? Because I want to go to Monaco to see a Formula One race. I actually would go there with all those millionaires with their yachts and chicks that are just smoking hot.
Morocco, no. Monaco, I was lucky enough to go, but not race week. But, you know, listen, Monaco is a small little country. So you can walk from one end of it to the other. And I found it really kind of interesting. Way above my lifestyle and obviously way above yours.
All right, we'll come back and continue with the top tech and the top sports 5, power of sports 5. We have it all going with Rick Caro tonight, who's giving me terrible child raising advice. I'm surprised he's not going to help me get my kid into Harvard. I wonder how much it costs to go there. All right, Pharrell on the bench. Rick Caro is with us, and he's the sports business and legal insider on Sports Grid and on Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast. Every Monday he's on. So I got to get into this one. Not surprisingly, being stuck at home has accelerated video streaming service consumption. Boy, I know about that, don't I? It's crazy. But Sports Grid's on all these streaming services, right? Zumo, Pluto, Stir, Roku. It goes on and on and on, right?
I was just going to say, because you hit it on the head, as you should, that the one good thing the pandemic has done to the media is made people aware that they wanted to get their fix anywhere. And obviously Sports Grid leads the way streaming. Amazon is now probably the most profitable and most valuable company maybe in the world. And you have a lot of other companies like Netflix's streaming services and otherwise. And I think what's going to happen, by the way, because of all of this, when the rights fees come around again, which is only 2 years away for some of the sports, all of the companies that offer streaming will either joint venture with a mainstream media company or they'll cut their own deals. But I think the rights will go higher because the viewing is higher and the advertising is more expensive and bought. And so pandemic keeps people home, no live sports, they watch stream, then live sports, they can't get out of the house. What's going to happen? I think August, September, the ratings will go through the roof on every streaming service, no matter what.
So video on demand on smart TVs grew significantly compared to overall app use, with a plus 74% increase in app usage compared to a plus 20 increase in all app usage. The record number of consumers experimenting with new OTT services is a result of the COVID and shifts in the strategy in the industry. OTT services are offering extended free trials to build up engagement. 8% of U.S. broadband households report they have subscribed to at least one new OTT service since the COVID began. We got the new Samsung TV as well, smart TVs that carry Sports Grid now. It's on everything. I mean, it's literally on everything. YouTube, Apple TV, Fire Stick. You can find it everywhere. It's literally everywhere. And then I think the biggest thing for me, like what I saw the surge was kind of, I already knew Pluto was huge. And then when I saw the Roku thing happen, that was even bigger. Like it's just endless. The amount of growth that I'm seeing from these OTTs, like I gotta be honest with you. I never really, to be perfectly frank, I never knew about any of it before I came to Sports Grid. I knew about, I certainly knew about streaming and I certainly knew about, you know, the Netflixes and all that and Hulus and Rokus and everything like that. I knew about it, but I'd never really been a part of it or experienced it until I started doing this. And then I saw how explosive it is as a business.
Well, you know, we've had this conversation before about what Sports Grid is doing, and that's why it's so attractive. I know I'm sounding like a homer, and you are too, but one of the reasons why it is so attractive, not just because it validates the business of gambling and people talking about it, but all of the streaming stuff, and you're not alone. People understood what it meant, but it was never mainstream. And I think a network like this, coupled with the pandemic, when everybody is home and watching a lot and carefully, makes it mainstream. And so more and more people are going to be watching. You gave the stats. That's a really good thing. And plus, when the live sports are back, which absent an end of the world surge, and who knows what's going to happen between now and the last week in July, but assuming it does come back, we're going to have so many people at home who can't get out and can't go to the stadiums but are still interested in live sports. That's when the streaming numbers go through the roof even more than today.
What is Walmart doing with subscription services?
Well, what they're trying to do is broker them. So, you know, you have a lot of subscription opportunities where people will come in and they will buy media, basically. And what they're doing is to buy brands as people are offering. You know, Walmart and the mailing lists of companies like Walmart are bigger, maybe one of the top five in the world, top 10 in the world. And these lists themselves are incredibly valuable. And so from a tech perspective, they're selling content, they're brokering content. You know, in the future, and I don't mean years, I mean months, one of the big things that's going to happen is how do you get special content to people who are, for example, avid sports fans, and you know it, for example, season ticket lists, but they can't go to the games because nobody can go to the games. Well, right. You give them special content, you give them insider access, maybe you give them commentary, maybe you mic the players, which baseball tried to do and didn't and should have. And so Walmart is just another example of how you may broker the distribution of all that. It is not far away.
The camp by Walmart and all these people, even LeBron James involved, Drew Barrymore, Neil Patrick Harris, a bunch of famous people involved in this thing. It's like, kids can't go to camp, so they're bringing camp to kids virtually through Walmart. Is that about the end of it?
Yeah, that's about it. And then Chelsea Piers and NBC, there are a lot of partners in that opportunity. So this is a good example of content that is appealing to a demographic of, you know, kids who are stuck. I have had this conversation a lot about this summer a great environment to keep kids safe is to send them to camp, take their temperatures, and, you know, make sure they don't get tested positive. But that's a digression. Kids whose parents aren't allowing them to go, they still get the benefit of education, sports, and the celebrities you mentioned are, and they're even more, because NBC and otherwise are getting on the train.
What about parents like me who chase kids through the yard that have had a party in my backyard and have lost my $100 basketballs? Is there a virtual tour of that? During a pandemic, there's nothing better than seeing me chase 15 and 16 year olds down the street trying to hit them with a baseball bat, is there?
No, but when I heard your story, I was trying to listen very carefully because you go in so many tangents. But I like the Bears idea. You know, if you bought 400,000 wings and the Bears know it, there will be very few minutes where those kids are going to be near the party. And I do think that the cleanup incentive isn't there if you have a whole lot of Bears that are roaming around. Just saying. I'm just saying.
So just so you know, here's an update for you from the Ferrella Play Show. I'm hearing my bear of a dog who weighs 120 pounds barking viciously right now down in the other level of the house. And I have no idea, nor can I go see what the problem is. I can only endure it. So I'm listening to this dog growling and barking. And I mean, like, there's someone in my house and there's nothing I can do about it because I'm up here doing this show. So I just thought I'd let you know, if I, you know, get shot or anything in the head the next couple of minutes, you know what happened. Here we go, Rick. Another
story. That's what a guard dog is for.
Thank you. He's a very good dog. He's very, very focused. Verizon Media is taking a swing at reaching engaged golfers by partnering with Shark Experience, presented by Verizon and Edison Interactive. What is Shark Experience?
Yeah, it's another example of attempting to get some kind of more interest involved in going out and playing and bringing people into this whole thing. They were trying to figure out how to get more celebrities involved, by the way, through Verizon. Verizon has a client roster, and what they're going to do is give people the opportunity to participate, win, and generate some more. As I said, it's more content, just another example of content.
So what is Greg Norman behind it?
Well, Greg Norman was an interested party in it, and we don't really know whether he's lent his name Shark, but there are other golfers who are interested in it too. There's more details to be announced next week, and we'll get that to you as well.
Golf cards are mimicking cars by becoming rolling content and entertainment hubs is the latest drive in that direction. Very interesting. It's a DOOH screen in a golf cart. Is that like cabs that have in New York City that have like the televisions on top of them and people can watch as the car is sitting in traffic? You can look across the street and see all kinds of stuff on the top of the cab happening on your
yeah, exactly,
like a virtual screen.
And how about, yes, and how about you? Does your driver who takes you to the radio station pump your gas, or do you know how to pump gas in a car?
I do. I've pumped gas my entire life, but once I moved into New Jersey, they actually pump the gas by law.
What a ripoff that is. When I was driving back last week, I know I'm digressing, but I want to pump my own gas, right? Plus, you can't. The guy says, get back in the car. Give me the credit card. Get back in the car. And, you know, I'm going to put the tip on here. It's already on there. The price is already 20 cents higher because you can't pump your gas. But I digress. That was a terrible thing. Jersey needs to change that. But that's an example, by the way, when you ever see it. They have televisions. They have gas TV. And, you know, they time how long it takes to fill a pump, a tank of gas, which is about 4 minutes. And they have four-minute snippets. Same thing like cabs.
Is there any other here's the Galaxy missing on a penalty kick, a save made by Portland in the MLS back tournament. I just wanted to say, is there anything else you want to say bad about the state of New Jersey, like everyone else that kicks us while we're down? I mean, because, you know, the Garden State is actually a hub for hatred and venom.
Yeah, hub for hatred. But how about that golf course we played on Father's Day? I mean, that
That's
was one of the nicest
golf
courses in the world. How's your buddy?
Colin Kaepernick. The power of Sports 5. I got to be quicker. Colin Kaepernick is going to be featured in an exclusive docuseries. That's going to be huge. I'm sick of talking about him. WNBA and his players launch a new social justice platform. Oh, you mean like the owner of the Atlanta team, the senator who seems to hate black people?
Well, maybe, but man, she's maybe talked a little bit too much, right? Kelly Loeffler.
Yeah.
And
you
so
think?
There are
you
a
think?
Lot of people. Yeah, I think. And I think a lot of people are saying, maybe you keep the deal with the team. But it is ironic that if you remember, the Atlanta Hawks ownership 4 years ago basically were forced to sell the Hawks because of some silly things that were said. And now 4 years later, silly and stupid. Now 4 years later, we've got the same thing repeating with the WNBA.
Opening weekend, teams will wear special uniforms to seek justice for women and girls. And there's a lot of powerful people behind it. And I don't know the woman in Atlanta. I really don't know her. But I just wanted to say how little I like her for someone that I don't know. I just wanted to say that.
A lot of people agree
NBC
with you.
Sports Camp, powered by Chelsea Piers. Oh, is that the same thing you were talking about before? There you go. So, and Los Angeles will still be shut down COVID hotspot, but that hasn't stopped the LA Bowl from helping Angelinos. Forget about that. How does this sound? California and Newsom today announced, the Wall Street Journal said, and I have less than a minute, that they no one's going back to school at all. All virtual schools in Los Angeles County are going to be closed. There's no one going back to school in the fall. How do you like them apples?
Announced that, and then the architects who built SoFi Stadium were developing a kind of a big plan for the August preseason game or the Monday night game to open SoFi for the Chargers and the Rams. There's very little likelihood, I think. Don't you agree? They're going to have a whole lot of fans in the hot spot because it's only four or 5 weeks away. So it's not just the schools, but it's the sports venues as well. As
you know what's great about Monday nights is that Haro does my show, and then he's so agitated when he's done that he can't sleep for like 90 minutes at least. He's going to be up. He's going to be up until 12:30, 1 in the morning, wishing he hadn't done the show. All right, Rick, great stuff. I'll see you next Monday. Thank you.
All right, my pal. Have a good week. Bye.
All right. There he is. Haro, our sports business and legal insider. We're on the bench. I was just asking Carver High how to do the chat room because I don't know how to do anything technology-wise. Like, you know, I'm not Mr. Tech Savvy.
Right.
Or anything else. Like, you know, when they have these meetings or whatever at this place every week and they constantly go through all this technology. Have you ever, you know, you've witnessed it, right? You've been in all those meetings and they're always talking about all this stuff. And just the only way I could call it is stuff. Like, I have no idea about any of it. Like, I absolutely it's just a huge day if I can even like turn on the cameras and that it works. You know what I mean? Like if I can get this show on the air and like, you know what I mean? I got the backdrop working. I got the cameras working, the lighting. I got the whole thing going and it's all good. That's the only thing I worry about. I can't do anything else. I'm not doing like, you know, clips. Audio, anything. Carver, I tell him, what do I know how to do besides nothing?
Absolutely nothing. Zero. Less than zero.
So can you imagine I sit through all these meetings and they're talking about all this high tech stuff they're doing and I have absolutely negative 500% an idea of what they're talking about, or will I ever? You know me, I'm never going to learn it and I'm never going to do it. It's over.
No, at this point, you're not getting involved in any of it.
I'm not doing anything.
Point.
Like the day that they gave me some email with their company, that was a huge thing. Remember when the guy said, you have to have your own email. And I was like, dude, I'm not going to that email.
You can barely operate the email that you have, your own the email you've had forever.
I don't do emails. I don't do anything. I just don't do anything. But I show up and do shows, right? I got that down to a science. I show up and give you a show. I'll give you your money's worth. But I don't know any technology. Stop inviting me to your meetings. I don't want to listen.